It's a beautiful evening in Haiti. The breeze is flowing, which makes the temperatures so much more bearable for me anyways. And when I look up at the night sky, I have a clear view of the stars. So many stars up there without all of the noise pollution that we usually have, or the light pollution that usually comes in wealthier nations, so-called wealthier nations. There's just so many stars out here in the evening. You can hear the bugs. And of course there's a few mosquitoes coming through, but with the breeze it's not so bad. And I reflect on this theme in Tozan's Neither Hot Nor Cold story. Going to the place that is neither hot nor cold, and being killed by the heat, being killed by the cold. And Haiti, you know, if we look at it from a political situation right now, at this time, there are protests going on because of the corruption that's taken place by the current president. And people have been protesting for the past several weeks since they found out the president has been embezzling money. And it's ongoing. We had some difficulty actually wondering if we were even going to come here because of the volatility of the situation. Turns out we're presently fine. But it speaks to the resiliency of this country and of these people who have been born from protesting, starting several hundred years ago at the birth of Haiti, protest from against slavery. This is a country, the only country in the world that was able to throw off its slave owners and kick them out. That is the French. And talk about being able to survive the extremes of not just physical heat, but of the horrendous torture that comes with being a slave. And to a certain extent, they still remain. I mean, there is certainly freedom here, no doubt, but in terms of being politically viable with other countries, thanks to sanctions placed on Haiti over the past couple of centuries by Western powers, including the United States, they have not been able to stand up fully on their own two feet. And yet, the amazing thing is that the people here are a witness to survival and the power that comes with knowing that it's okay to give up, or actually being forced in many cases to give up what you have and still being alive. People here know what it means to be alive and to be free. And that's one of the amazing gifts that I get every time I come here and I see people and I see the scars of the centuries of slavery that was on this land and the marks to the land. And yet people are still here living and being, breathing, and loving each other.